يخلق. He's the one who creates equal to those who do not create anything. So it established that they have no entitlement to being worshipped. They do not have the ability to create something out of nothing. They themselves are created by Allah. Secondly, they have no knowledge of the last hour. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمْوَاتٌ غَيْرُ أَحْيَا. They are dead, deprived, void of life, and they do not know when mankind will be resurrected for the last hour. So they have no knowledge of the last hour, let alone having all-encompassing knowledge of everything, which is an essential attribute of a God. A God has to have complete knowledge. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said in the previous surah, Inna rabbaka huwa al-khallaq al-alim. Indeed, your Lord is the great creator, the all-knowing. We go to ayah number 22. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ilahukum ilahu wahid. Therefore, it is established that your actual and true God is one God only. Ilahukum ilahu wahid. فَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. And after this has been clearly established, الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ, those who do not believe in the hereafter, and who have no fear about not accepting the oneness of Allah, قُلُوبُهُمْ مُنْكِرَةِ. Their hearts are so worthless that they are in denial of the truth. وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And it can therefore be established that they are being arrogant from accepting the truth. Ayah 23, لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. It is essentially established that Allah is aware of what they conceal and what they reveal. And it is also clear, وَأَنَّ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. He does not love the arrogant ones. On account of their arrogance, they are disliked by Allah and they will face the consequences of it. Now, the misguidance of the disbelievers, which has been described above, was due to their rejection of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and rejection of the Quran. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah 24, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ. And when they are asked by who? Asked either innocently by some ignorant person, or they are asked by someone who is aware that the Quran is the revealed word of Allah. They are asked, مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ. What has your Lord revealed? Is there any truth about the claim of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is revealed by Allah? Then they reply by saying, قَالُوا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Far from being any divine word, it is but asatir, tales, al-awwaleen, of people of bygone times. They implied that people of bygone times maintain certain beliefs about tawheed, prophethood, and the hereafter, and that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is merely relating this in what he claims to be a Quran that has descended from Allah. So there is no legitimacy to his claim. It is nothing but tales related from the ancient peoples, asatirul awwaleen. Liyahmilu awzarahum kamilatan yawm al-qiyamah, ayah 25. So as a result of saying this about the Quran, liyahmilu awzarahum, let them bear their own burdens of sins, yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of judgment, wa min awzari alladhina yudillunahum bighayri ilm, as well as the burdens of those whom they mislead without even knowing it. So declaring that the Quran is simply tales of bygone people and turning people away from it will add to their burdens of sins. Ala sa'a ma yazirun. How terrible is the load with which they shall be burdened on the day of Qiyamah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهكم إله واحد فالذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة قلوبهم منكرة وهم مستكبرون لا جرم أن الله يعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون إنه لا يحب المستكبرين وإذا قيل لهم ماذا أنزل ربكم قالوا أساطير الأولين ليحملوا أوزارهم كاملة يوم القيامة ومن أوزار الذين يضلونهم ومن أوزار الذين يضلونهم بغير علم ألا ساء ما يزيرون آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك